Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on next-gen GST reforms, sector-wise benefits for consumer goods, FMCG and automobiles. The participants are Vishal Daya, economic analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
GST was introduced as one of the biggest reforms in India's tax history, especially in the indirect taxation sphere. Now, with a changing global scenario, India looking forward to being a Viksit Bharat by 2047 and challenging the usual norms of development and going at a pace unprecedented and never heard of before, Indian government has now introduced the GST Reforms 2.0. Hailed by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a double dhamaka and a gift for the Indian businesses as well as the people on the occasion of Deepavali. To discuss much more on this in detail, we have with us economic and financial expert Vishal Daya. Mr. Daya, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you, Weber.
What do you have to say about the reforms that have come into place or will come into place from the 22nd of September? Why are these important? And especially, what is so important about the timing of these reforms?
Well, both why and the timing are pretty much important, Weber. You asked two right questions. Now, let's go a little bit back into the history to try and understand the answer to both these aspects. GST started in 2017. It's an 8-year long journey. And in these 8 years, there have been several changes which have been made to the GST, you know, rules and procedures and norms as well. This is not the first time that changes have been made. But this becomes really significant because of the timing, one, and because of the scope of the changes which have been brought about. Now, these were approved in the 56th, you know, GST Council meeting. The reason I'm focusing on 56 is because this means that there have been 55 meetings of the GST Council in the past 8 years. GST Council is comprised of, as all of us are aware, the finance ministers from all the states and led by the finance minister of the country. Now, that means that all these finance ministers have deliberated, discussed, and decided in these 55 meetings on several changes which have been brought about. There were, changes about the simplification of the GST rules and procedures, and then again, you know, registration for GST as well, the earlier stages. Then several items at several times have been moved from one slab to the other. This time around, there are sweeping changes. And the why becomes important because it is the need of the hour. There have been demands from the consumers and from the industry time and again that the government should make this regime a little bit more simplified in terms of slabs, in terms of filing of the GST claims and input credit and the procedures as well. That is what has been done. Just two slabs now, 5% and 18%. That is one. Two, the timing you asked. Timing is really important because globally, we are witnessing intense activity on the global economic landscape in terms of tariff wars, in terms of trade barbs between the countries. Of course, started by one developed economy, that is United States of America, but then it has the potential to have an impact on the overall global economic situation, and we are not far away from that particular landscape. So it is the right time to go ahead and take these protective measures for our domestic manufacturers, that's one, and for the domestic consumers as well, to give them that much required maneuvering room, elbow room as well, economic growth, of course, and bringing in more transparency. So all these are taken care of by these sweeping changes which have been brought about into the GST regime. And that should explain why we can term this one as a historic decision.
Absolutely. Before furthering into this discussion, let's hear the words of CII National Electronics Committee head, Mr. Vinod Sharma, on these sweeping GST reforms.
All of us in the industry are very enthused with the decision to review the GST rates, because lowering the GST tariffs, especially for items that were otherwise in the luxury bracket to what has now become daily needs, air conditioners or entry cars, our case is an example, will trigger a demand not just for the finished goods large companies but also for their supply chains that consists of several SMEs. This ripple effect that this kind of a triggering of demand will hopefully add to our GDP, especially in these times where we are facing some geopolitical headwinds.
Mr. Dhaiya, so many changes in so many big industries, from FMCG to textile, automobile to healthcare and medical industry. The government is continuously trying for ease of doing business and a camaraderie, which is the center-state partnership. More impetus, more push towards a cooperative federalism model in the GST. How important are these changes and what are the biggest of them when we talk about making India into a developed nation and raising our export levels?
Well, you're right. In the spirit of the federal structure, these changes do have a lot of contribution and do have a lot of impact in the long run and in the short run as well. When you say, you know, what kind of changes are contributing to it, I would say it's the whole canvas. If we look at, even if we start from the auto sector, we move on to the rural India, then we move on to the education or, you know, health services as well. Even if we look at from the point of view of MSMEs, there is something for everybody in these changes and in these reforms. If the common citizen of the country is harboring the dream of owning a car, there's good news for him there. If you're not well, you're dependent upon medicines or healthcare services and all that, there is good news for you there as well. If it's the education sector, you have school going or college going kid there, there's good news there also. Let's look at it from the point of view of the industry. There's a lot of change from their point of view also. Most of their demands, which have been there for quite a few years now in terms of, you know, ease of doing business, that's one. Two, ease of filing GST returns, registration for the GST. And then this also gives sort of a spur to those sectors wherein the demand was either a bit sluggish or the sector leaders or the, you know, the industry, the manufacturers in that particular sector were not able to give a push or a fillip to the demand in that particular sector. This takes care of that also, because if the government decides to go ahead and bring down taxes on, say, cars by around 10%, then of course it gives a fillip to the demand in the sector. Same goes for the rural sector, for tractors and other aspects. Specifically, FMCG is one sector where I believe there will be a lot of impact, a lot of impetus. And now I believe the onus should be with the manufacturers and the industry to also adhere to the quality standards which the government has been asking them to adhere to, and adhere to that in letter and spirit.
Absolutely. Before we go into the discussion more, let's hear the words of the director of the Mobile and Electronics Equipment Export Promotion Council, Mr. Deshraj Bhadana.
The approval of GST 2.0 marks a landmark reform in India's tax journey. The simplification of two primary slabs, 5% and 18%, with a special 40% rate for luxury and sin goods, will bring much needed predictability, ease of compliance and stronger foundation for investment and growth across industries. This is a forward-looking reform that will support both businesses and consumers.
Mr. Dhaiya, export promotion has been one of the cornerstones of any great economy. India too, now heading towards being a superpower by 2047, is aiming to raise its export levels continuously. The quality of the goods and services that we give out to the world has been rising, and now with this huge support by the government, the costs will also be slashed. How important it is that we as a nation not just think about those sectors which are futuristic, like AI, machine learning, data science, big data, but also think about the basic conventional industries that have been giving us huge numbers in exports, like electronics, equipments, or any of the medical industry equipments that are just rising with every passing fiscal.
You know, therein comes the importance of focusing on the MSMEs, because most of these sectors which you're talking about and the export-oriented as well, they are very much dependent upon the MSME sector. It's the backbone, even for the large manufacturers and the large industry as well. Therein comes the simpler rate structure. Now, there is a much simpler rate structure when we come to the newly unveiled GST regime. Then there is an inverted duty structure as well. Also, making it very simple to claim input credits as well. That becomes really, really important for the MSME, for the manufacturers as well. Because I remember, you know, a few years back when there were some more changes being brought in, one of the major demands from the industry was that one thing which should be made very simple for the manufacturers and for the industry is the input credit process. And that is where this entire process has to become very simple. It can't become sort of a, you know, jam in the funnel at that particular stage, because then it affects the morale of the manufacturers, the morale of the industry, their profits as well. And then that spirals back and, you know, I would say eat into the savings of the end consumer, because ultimately it's the end consumer who has to pay. The rates will go high and they'll feel the pinch. That is something which has been taken care of. Now there is a simpler tax regime. That's one. Two, the compliances which have to be adhered to by the industry, by the manufacturers in almost every sector, they've been also simplified to a great extent. So it's not just ease of living, it's also ease of doing business. And time and again, when both these concepts will have to go hand in hand, one cannot sustain without the other. That is, ease of living cannot sustain unless there is an ease of doing business as well. Ease of doing business will also be possible if there is a sort of a relief to the end consumer. Because ultimately, the demand will be carried forward by the end consumer. And unless that demand is created in the market, in the industry, it will not benefit the economy at the larger level. And again comes the question of the timing, because this becomes really important at a time when other economies, even the developed economies, are struggling to understand what is happening and what might happen. We are a sort of, you know, giving more stronger push to our already strong foundations of the economy and the economic structure. And we are focusing on two major pillars, that is the end consumer and the domestic manufacturers and the domestic industry as well, because that is what the beauty of the Indian economy is.
Mr. Deya, one very important question is that we all know that GST collections have been soaring with every passing fiscal, every passing quarter. Now, Finance Minister Srimati Nirmala Sitaramanji has personally said that she will be monitoring herself, that the benefit of these GST reductions are finally passed on to the consumer. How do you think this will be ensured, and how important it is so that the people should also know that, yes, there is a significant change in the cost of all those products and services, be it medical insurance or health insurance, be it the purchase of two-wheelers, three-wheelers, automobiles, or any other FMCG products that they are going to buy or they do buy every single day for their household?
The fact that the finance minister has said it publicly that the government will keep a very close watch points out the kind of seriousness which the government of the day attaches to this very concept of the end consumer receiving the benefits of the changes which are being brought in to the GST regime. Now, the reason why this is important is because this should reflect in the savings for the end consumer. Now, for most of the people who are moving out of the poverty bracket, for the industry, from the industry perspective, this is a long-term benefit for them. And I would say, of course, the government is going to ensure that the benefits are passed on to the consumer, and they're the ones who end up feeling that, yes, this has been, what has been done has benefited them, because ultimately the money which is saved, the more elbow room or more maneuvering room which is there, will get spent somewhere else. It's a circular process. It'll create more demand in various other sectors as well. And as far as the overall economy of the country is concerned, well, that's the ultimate winner.
We truly hope that the benefits are transferred and these great reforms help in ease of living and as well as ease of doing business, and our economy goes from strength to strength. Thank you so much, Mr. Deya, for joining in on this important discussion in the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on next-gen GST reforms, sector-wise benefits for consumer goods, FMCG and automobiles. The participants were Vishal Deya, economic analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.